and welcome to the Mooloolooly Asset Management Podcast for February 24th of 2012. I'm Michael Cavanaugh, and with me here today is Tom Mooloolooly from Mooloolooly Asset Management. So Tom, another week has gone by and the market continues to push higher. What is really happening?
Well, let's back up. Before we get to 2012, let's take a look at what's happened the past 2 years. In 2010, we had many, many days where the market moved up or down more than 1%. That's a lot of volatility. Last year, in 2011, we had a record number of days where the market moved up or down more than 1%. But so far in 2012, we've had very, very few days like that. But it doesn't mean it's safe to jump into the pool. The market is very overextended. And when the market gets overextended like this, there's three outcomes. The first outcome is the market can pull back, and a pullback could be 3%. I mean, we've done 3% in a day a couple of years ago. 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%. You know, we can see a pullback of that kind of size. The second outcome is the market just kind of treads water, just stays in place for a couple of weeks, and that actually works off that overbought condition that we're in. The third outcome in an overextended market is the market just keeps moving higher, which could very well happen, but that's very risky. You know, you wind up chasing a market, you wind up making mistakes and paying for it later down the road. It's a very risky market to get involved with.
So does that mean that we should start thinking about selling?
Thinking about, yes. Acting on it, not yet. See, one other factor that helps during periods where we have pullbacks in the market is to stay invested in charts that are on relative strength buy signals.
And why is that?
Well, charts on relative strength buy signals are often the market leaders at this period. Often, these charts that are on relative strength buy signals, they're going to go through a pullback too with the rest of the market, but they're the first ones to bounce back, and they often get hit a lot less than other charts that are out there. And they tend to, you know, charts that have relative strength buy signals tend to outperform in good markets.
So can you maybe give me an example?
Sure. One of the retirement plans that I have participants in is the New York State Deferred Compensation Program. They have 33 mutual funds in their retirement plan at work. 22 of these funds are all large cap funds. They only have two mid cap funds. They've got four small cap funds. They've got two international funds, two bond funds, and they've got a stable fund. So two-thirds of the choices in their retirement plan with the New York State Deferred Comp is large-cap funds. So if large-cap is out of favor, we're kind of boxed into a corner. We're limited in the choices that we can make. Luckily, in that particular plan, there's an option for a self-directed brokerage account at Charles Schwab. But here's the thing, Mike, with these large-cap funds. Of the 22 large-cap funds, 11 of them are on relative strength buy signals. But get this, only 10 of the 11 are going down in a column of O's. That's not very good. There's only one large cap fund in their plan that's on a relative strength buy signal and moving up in X's. It's the Fidelity OTC fund. And just to compare, the past 30 days, the Fidelity OTC fund, according to the data that we get from Dorsey Wright, over the past 30 days, the Fidelity OTC fund is up 8.1%. All the other large cap funds in their plan are up between 2% and 5%. So you can really see how these charts that are on relative strength buy signals and moving up in X's tend to do pretty well. So it's not enough to say, well, large caps are in favor, so let's just buy a large cap fund. You have to really know which funds have the best technical scores at the time. Now, of course, if you're relying on a podcast for investment advice or guidance, it's really not a good idea. We always urge our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before they make a decision to buy or sell. Now, if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mooloolooly Asset Management. You can reach us at 732-223-7000. 9000, or you can find us on the web at maluli.net. You should also know that none of the investments mentioned in this podcast have been specific recommendations of Maluli Asset Management, and this podcast is clearly not a solicitation to buy or sell any particular investment. But if you've got a chart or a favorite stock or a mutual fund that you'd like to see featured in one of these podcasts, definitely get in touch with us. That's it for this week, and we will get back to you on the next podcast.